will be back.
One of the basic rules of storytelling is your story is only as good as the villain.
These aren't in any way important to the story, making them all the more obvious for their inclusion. Now, a spokeswoman for Lucasfilms declined a request for any kind of comment from Lucas, but in an interview last week, George said he was more inspired by,
I'm part of the Sith.
And as soon as we heard that line, everybody did one of these. So,
and you know, there's always been boring, over-the-top, heavy-handed political stuff in the Star Wars movies. It's always been the boring stuff.
Obsessed with political machinations.
One of the main features of the backstory was to explain how the Republic became the Empire. At the time I did that, which was really during the Vietnam War and during the Nixon era, the issue was how does a democracy turn itself over to a dictator? Not how does a dictator take over, but how does a democracy and a Senate give it away?
Wait, not here.
Yes, here. I'm tired of all this.
Right.
Padme says, and this is the sound of democracy dying. This is how democracy dies, to the sound of thunderous applause.
Right.
This is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause. So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
There's another line in the film where Princess Amidala, who becomes Senator Amidala, played by Natalie Portman, says, this is the way democracy dies, to thunderous applause. Case in point, Natalie Portman, as the princess, says bitterly, quote, so this is how liberty dies, to thunderous applause, end quote.
Democracy dies.
Liberty dies.
And so I went back into history and began to study a great deal about things like ancient Rome in terms of why did the Senate, after killing Caesar, turn around and give the government to his nephew? Why did France, after they got rid of the king and that whole system, turn around and give it to Napoleon? And it's the same thing in Germany with Hitler. And you sort of see these recurring themes where, you know, a democracy turns itself into a dictatorship.
Right after Darth Vader, the ultimate bad guy, says, you're either with me or you're my enemy, right after that, Yoda, who is the voice of all wisdom, says only a Sith could believe in absolutes. In another much-cited scene, Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan says, quote, only a Sith Lord deals in absolutes.
And that's contradictory.
And it always seems to happen kind of in the same way, with the same kinds of issues of threats from the outside and needing more control and
Look, I just wish George Lucas would come back to the light side of the Force instead of going to the total nonsense.
If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes. I will do what I must.
You know, a democratic body of Senate not being able to function properly because everybody's squabbling and corruption and that sort of thing.
Yoda, who is the voice of all wisdom, says
liberty dies. Obi-Wan says
democracy dies. Yoda, who is the voice of all wisdom, says democracy dies.
Obi-Wan says liberty dies.
What would you say your favorite part was?
What would I say my favorite part was? The line that Leia had where
as you go through history, I didn't think it was going to get quite this close. So, you know, it just is one of those recurring things. I hope this doesn't come true in our country.
In terms of subtle messages, it'll go right over the heads of most viewers and most kids.
Well, you say
but
the subtle applause,
left-wing.
The applause you're suggesting is by people who were anti.
What strikes me most about the political messages in Revenge of the Sith is how gratuitous they are, how unnecessary, and they don't really add to the entertainment.
What kind of nonsense is this?
Total nonsense.
And I'm not a Star Wars thing. I can't tell a Wookiee from a libertarian. I have no idea.
Political intrigue everywhere. And is it true you've never seen a Star Wars movie?